Speaking overview, cadet preparation, review Air Force Handbook, The Tongue and Quill, chapters 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 10. Cognitive lesson objective, remember the Tongue and Quill guidance to develop and deliver a professional military briefing. Cognitive samples of behavior, reproduce a military briefing using the 7 steps to effective communication. Recognize techniques to overcome anxiety in speaking. Define impromptu, prepared, and manuscript briefings. Duplicate the following elements for a successful briefing: content, introduction, body conclusion, verbal expression, movements, gestures, eye contact, organization, transition, personal appearance, and use of visual aids, for example, slides. Basics of briefing. Why study speech, or more specifically the military briefing? Why attempt to improve your oral communication skills? If for no other reason, speech is important because we use speech more than any other medium of communication, except for listening. About 80% of language activity takes the form of speaking and listening. The fact that children may speak 30,000 words a day before they can write half a dozen words dramatizes a condition that prevails throughout most of life. The world is, for most people, a speaking and listening world. Most people agree. Preparing a military briefing is a time-consuming but relatively easy as compared to actually giving a military briefing. However, no matter how well prepared or interesting your material is, you can't be a successful briefer unless you can convey the message to your audience. The outcome of your presentation rests squarely on your delivery, making your verbals and nonverbals complement each other rather than working against each other. An effective briefing must always be delivered with an urge to communicate, with directness and vigor. In an Air Force briefing, the emphasis is on direct conversational style of speaking rather than an artificial oratorial style. Think of your delivery as an amplified conversation, spiced with military respect and bearing instead of public speaking, and you should find it easier to face your audience. How to give a winning military briefing. Dr. John A. Klein. Commanders say that one of the most important skills officers need is the ability to brief effectively. The good news is that any officer can become an outstanding briefer. The disturbing news is that many never do. Here's what you need to know to be able to give winning briefings. The kind that can communicate and get desired results. Before preparing a military briefing, you need a clear objective or idea of just what you expect the listeners to think, feel, do after hearing your briefing. Next, you must decide if you are giving a briefing to inform or one that seeks to persuade or advocate. Finally, you must commit to adhere to the ABCs of briefing: accuracy, brevity, clarity. Now you're ready to begin. These are three things to know about preparing and presenting a military briefing. The acronym OSD, which also stands for Office of the Secretary of Defense, will help you remember them. They are organization, support, and delivery. Organization. Beginning. Here's where you tell them what you're going to tell them. Military briefings have a standard beginning. For example, if I were briefing you on how to give a military briefing, here's how I would begin. Good morning, I am Dr. John Kine. Today I will brief you on how to give a military briefing. More specifically, we will look at three things: how to organize, how to support, and how to deliver a briefing. Body. Here's where you tell them. Main points in briefings are often most organized according to one of the standards of organization: chronological, spatial, cause/effect, problem/solution, pro/con, and topical. The bottom line of effectively organizing a briefing is to organize logically so that it helps you present the information and, above all, it helps your audience listen and retain it. Ending. Here's you tell them what you told them. I would say it this way. Sirs/ma'am, today I have briefed you on how to give a briefing. We looked at three things: how to organize, how to support, and how to deliver a briefing. Sir/ma'am, this concludes my briefing. Are there any questions? Support. Verbal support. Since a briefing is by definition brief, your support is generally limited to factual data carefully selected to accomplish the need to know. Still, each of the standard types of verbal support is important. Definitions are often needed to explain new or unfamiliar terms or acronyms. Examples provide specific or concrete instances that help clarify general or abstract ideas. Comparisons and contrasts between the familiar and unfamiliar help audiences grasp new ideas more readily. Statistics and terminologies or quotations from expert and trustworthy sources help to provide the points you are making. Visual support. Somebody once said a picture is worth 1,000 words. Visual aids can dramatize, amplify, or clarify the points you are trying to get across to your audience. Most often, you will use PowerPoint with your briefings. But whatever visual support you use, keep a few things in mind. Make it relevant, simple, and large enough to be seen by your audience. And don't let it draw either your attention or the attention of the audience away from what you're saying. Delivery. Although preparing the briefing can be laborious, delivery is the most difficult part for most people, but it doesn't need to be. If you know your subject and have prepared well, then presenting briefings can be an exhilarating experience. The secret is to be well organized, have the right supporting information, and then practice. Method. For most of your briefings, you'll be delivered extemporaneously. Page 122 in the Tongue & Quill refers to this as a prepared briefing. You will plan them idea by idea rather than word by word. Then you will just carry a brief outline or a few notes to the lectern when you speak. This method requires you to prepare carefully, yet it will enable you to adjust to your audience and sound more spontaneous and conversational. Eye contact. You will want to look directly at people, clearly including all listeners. Effective eye contact will keep your audience's interest, allow you to adjust your nonverbal feedback, and make you appear more credible to your listeners. Body movement. You will find yourself in a variety of situations that you'll need to adapt your body movements. Oftentimes, military briefings are presented from behind the podium. Be careful not to lean on the lectern, sway, rock, or move out of the range of the microphone if there is one. Use body movement to complement your briefings. Therefore, avoid movements that distract your audience from the message. Gestures. Use them. The hands, arms, shoulders, head, and face can reinforce what you are saying. Although gestures can be perfected with practice, they will be most effective if you make a conscious effort to have them appear natural and spontaneous rather than planned. Voice. Three vocal characteristics are important. First is quality. Although you should strive to be pleasing to listen to and attempt to use your voice to its best advantage, rest easy in knowing that some of the very finest briefers anywhere have only average voices. Second is understandability. Your audience must be able to understand you. Give special attention to articulation, how you form sounds, pronunciation, how you say words, and avoidance of stock expressions, such as okay, vocalized pauses such as or, and above all, poor grammar. The third characteristic is variety. Effective briefers vary the rate, volume, force, pitch, and emphasis. Transition. One mark of a winning briefing is how well the parts are tied together. Effective transitions aid listening, provide logical flow, and a professional touch. In written documents, such as one you are reading now, bold print or spaces between sections let you know that I'm transitioning from one point to the other. Briefers do the same thing with words they use and the way they say them. For example, suppose I was briefing and wanted to transition from the first point, organization, to the second point, support. I might say, not only is it important to organize our points effectively, it is also important that we choose the right kind of information to support the points we are making. Notice how I led you from one point to the other. Attention should be given towards supplying transitions between the beginning and the body and the ending, between main points, from main points to subpoints, and even between subpoints. Effective transitions help your listeners to follow your trail of ideas while adding polish and professionalism to your briefing. Conclusion. Military briefings are commonly used in the Air Force to share information, promote positive behaviors, and accomplish the mission. Because we hear so much information through briefings, your audiences will appreciate the time and attention you commit to give a professional presentation. During training, you saw many briefings. During this course, you'll have the opportunities to practice briefing techniques. Whenever someone does a great job in delivering a briefing, try to analyze the techniques he/she used to be successful. Military briefings is a skill. You'll get better with practice.